This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Tuesday, the violent group Antifa tweeted out identities and locations of over 1,500 immigration and customs agents, and not to send them Christmas cards. This is called doxing, when you spread someone's personal info so others can harass them. The justification, clearly, these agents are evil, so why not? Are you surprised? Not when the media's loudest voices describe America as the Third Reich, making these agents the stormtroopers. Soldat O'Brien just tweeted, I guess we put to rest the question, Nazi Germany, could it happen here in America? On Twitter, actor Peter Fonda, do you remember him? Barely. Instructed the world to target the agents by surrounding their kids' schools and scaring the F out of them. Fonda also called for kidnapping Barron Trump to be put in a cage with pedophiles. That tweet got over 1,000 likes. He also called for Kristen Nielsen to be stripped naked and whipped. That got nearly 700 likes. Viva the resistance. So outrage minus any solution creates a bloodthirst targeting Americans trying to solve a problem that the loudest voices never cared about until now. But a simple Google search going a few years back will find terrible tales of child sex and labor trafficking, smugglers tricking kids into a life of enslavement. Is that the alternative you'd want for 125,000 unaccompanied minors who've come to America since 2011 from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador? I got that stat from a Washington Post 2016 article when President Obama was in charge, back when Peter Fonda and the rest didn't seem to mind. All right, since I wrote that beautiful monologue, thank you very much, America. Peter Fonda has since apologized, claiming about the Barron Trump thing. I went too far, it was wrong, and I should have done it. I believe he issued an apology because the Secret Service contacted him because he had broken a series of laws for threatening a family member of the president with kidnapping, number one, and bodily harm, which is, he was insinuating rape. Mm-hmm. Raping the child.
I mean, when the left is comparing Republicans to Nazis, yet they're the ones that are fantasizing about child rape, assassinations and beheadings, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And to, you know, remember Jane Fonda? Jane Fonda posed on the top of North Vietnamese tanks, and then Peter said, hold my beer.
Yes, exactly.
Watch what I do to the president's son. You know, the whole thing's sickening, and I know we talked about this before, but the left and the media, they threw a tantrum. They threw a tantrum, offered no solutions, and when the person came in and created a solution, they still don't know what to do with themselves. They're going to go on to the next disaster and try to call the next person Hitler or call the next person Nazi. It doesn't matter what this president does. They did it with the travel ban. They did it almost every policy he's been compared to Hitler. I'm just curious to see what's going to be next.
And they eliminated any like positive feedback for North Korea. Kimberly, it strikes me as strange that the same people who resent calling MS-13 animals have no problem calling people stormtroopers and Nazis.
No, and I know, and I just want to address the Peter Fonda issue. I think it's particularly repulsive. It's reprehensible. I don't care that he apologized. Sorry isn't good enough. To say that a 12-year-old boy should be put in a cage with pedophiles so that he could be raped is absolutely disgusting. And this is an individual. It's just vile to even see his picture there. To say that to a child, I'm a mother of an 11-year-old, and for someone to say that for another child, for that to happen to them, it's really sickening when you see the level of depravity of the left when they behave, and Hollywood, in a way like this, to the point where Melania Trump had to call Secret Service to make sure to get this investigated because it's a real threat. When people see stuff like this, it's dangerous for a child to say something. I had this happen, Greg, when I had people going viral, when I had this whole Snoop Dogg and Bow Wow thing.
Right.
People came after my son, who's 11, and did the exact same thing, and it was horrific. And this has to stop, and it's grossly irresponsible, and I don't even know why Sony would ever even put a movie out with a guy like this in it. He should literally never work
anymore.
Again. Why would they?
Oh, I don't know.
There should
there'll
be some
people,
consequences.
There'll be people at Hollywood
who will...
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all there waiting for you. A lot of good stuff for you to enjoy. Past radio shows, interviews, maybe you missed a piece. I get emails from you all the time saying, hey, I missed this one, and archives are there for you. If you have any problem, contact me, email me, directbill@billmartinezlive.com. Oh, by the way, some have asked, for those of you that participated and asked to be put into HAPA, the DVDs are being mailed out even as we speak, so enjoy your DVD, and again, thank you for listening. Tell your friends and neighbors, get the word out there that this is the place you come to enjoy the intersection of faith and politics. And speaking of faith, we're going to talk about love right now, generous love, with our next guest. A lot has been talked about love to counter this vitriol that we're dealing with here in our country today. Becky, I need to bring you on here and get you involved in this part of the conversation before we talk about your brand new book, Generous Love, Discover the Joy of Living Others First. Becky, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
Well, we hear in the news, a lot of vitriol in our country today because of politics and, this opposition that continues to grow. And I, like you, wonder, when is enough going to be enough? Do we have to experience, kind of like the person who is drowning? Do we just have to drown enough to get the fight out of us to realize that all this meanness and anger and that is worthless and we just kind of surrender? Is this what it's going to take, maybe?
Sadly, I think a lot of people are already recognizing that that's the point they've reached. And we complain about the world around us is just getting darker and meaner. Yet we neglect to look inside our own hearts, our own homes. Are we changing that just by the way we interact with our own family, our own friends and neighbors? What part can we play in changing this greater world that we complain about? And very much so, each of us as individuals can make a difference. We can make an impact right where we are.
Yeah, be that change you want to see, right?
Exactly. And it sounds simple. It's sort of become a trend, and yet maybe that's because it's true and it works. And we are not powerless. We're not powerless to change.
Oh, absolutely
not.
I'm right with you on that. I mean, yes, it is. I mean, you hear about the tweets that, like Peter Fonda put out, the words that are being thrown about in our culture and TV. I mean, you can't put a big enough filter or, maybe just turn the TV off altogether because of the stuff that enters into, the minds of our kids and our family members, even in our own psyches, because it's like you can't get away with it, all in the name of, freedom of the press, and I have the right to say everything I want to say or say anything I want to say and cuss however I want to cuss and, threaten, even the president's son if I want to. But you're exactly right. we need to realize that we have, first of all, self-responsibility and accountability. And to be that change we want to see in others. And maybe what we do is take those messages that Peter Fonda or Robert De Niro or any other celebrity puts out there, the music, that reminds us that, hey, are we participating in the source of love? Or are we just going to get caught up in the culture and be a part of the culture and not be that catalyst, that agent of change that God's called us to be?
Right, because we have been, with the Holy Spirit within us, we are the catalyst for change. We yes. have it. We have the ability within us. And so are we going to take it as a social responsibility, or are we going to spend more time focusing on the others and they, and I don't like this world? And so I believe that we have it within us to say, what can I do to change where I am right now? And so I can be kinder to my husband. Mm-hmm. I can look my children in the eyes.
Yeah, then he's going to be shocked. He's going to wonder what the heck happened. What alien took over my wife? She's being so kind to me. Now I have to be kind to her, right?
Right, and ideally that's the trick, right? Ideally, then he will be spurred to reciprocate. And imagine what kind of a snowball effect that can create in our own homes. People will see that we're different and they'll want what we have. And I believe that really is the way to change the world. It happens one by one in our own relationships. When we feel powerless to change the entire world, let's just change where we are.
And don't give up if you mess up, okay? Because we're going to mess up. As soon as we're sitting here talking today about generous love, and it's easy to talk about it, let's face it. But when you go out there and you run against somebody who is very unlovable, it is a challenge, okay? And just because you mess it up doesn't mean that it's all to hell in the handbasket here, okay? I mean, because you're going to join the ranks of great people like Paul, the Apostle Paul, who said, the very thing I want to do, I don't do. The thing that I don't want to do, I do. You know, we are complex human beings, and sometimes I think we're entertainment for God because we take ourselves a bit too much, right?
I think he's laughing at us half the time. I do.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that way. Yeah, but your book, Generous Love, I mean, it's a perfect time, really. You know, you talk about for a time such as this and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you were inspired, and the timing of this is just perfect because we need to be reminded that we can be that change, and that when we see things that are so disgusting and we hear words that are so disgusting and things that maybe even we ourselves have said, but because of the blood of Jesus and God's redemption, we're forgiven and we can go, okay, you know, we've been a part of it. We understand what people are going through, you know, because we've gone through it, right?
And, absolutely.
And because of that, and because God is so faithful and he's filled us with his love, you can't give what you don't have, right?
Yes, that's just it. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're filled with his love, and we're better in tune with him, it will pour out of us. It'll start to pour out of us naturally if we are in tune with him first. Mm-hmm. And then beautiful things can start to happen because it's the power of God, and it's not us. It's not us striving. It's his love within us that then spills out from other people.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out, that it's not us. We don't, you know, we just don't have the capacity. And if you claim the capacity, then you're kind of lying to yourself.
Right.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is, like, sometimes, you know, you can be exceptionally kind to somebody who is, like I said, not very kind and very loving. And you know, and I sometimes have to stop myself and realize and go, oh, thank you, God, because I don't have the capacity to do it. You know, but when you see somebody else affected by the love of God and God used you to be that conduit, your socks are just blessed right off your feet, are they not?
They are. They absolutely are. It's a beautiful thing. So to bless other people is to bless ourselves, because we really get such a holy charge out of it. You know, it makes us realize that, wow, maybe this really is how the world ought to work. You know, and there's such a difference between being nice and being kind, because anybody can be nice. That's a mood. Mm-hmm. But kind is a fruit of the Spirit.
Right,
and that
exactly.
is, like, you know, that's drawn from God. And when we really start to show that to people and they are blessed by our kindness, there's just nothing like that feeling. Maybe God really knew what he was talking about when he says it's more blessed to give than to receive. You know, maybe there is some truth to that.
We know experientially that is the case, Becky, that it is better to give than receive, because when we've experienced it, I don't know if anybody said, oh, that was the worst feeling I ever had in my whole life was when I gave something to somebody.
Right.
Right?
Right. Exactly. And so the whole idea of giving to other people is a way that we ourselves can tune into the heart of God.
Yeah.
And recognize, because he is a giving God. He's always giving to us. And so we can participate in the heart of the Lord. We can be more like Christ when we give to other people. And I've found, you know, as I've grown and matured, I am much more excited about giving or blessing someone than I am about receiving.
And I got to tell you, I'm much more excited to keep this conversation going, so stay with us.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Another one of those myths out there that you think you can get away with it. Oh, gosh. Then comes 3 o'clock in the morning. And the Holy Spirit says, hello, you awake, let's talk. And it always happens. It doesn't matter. Even if you're a king and you think you can get away with something, God has a way of confronting you because he just doesn't, he cannot bear you continuing on of this course of deception because he loves you too much. That's what this is all about. And I say that's what it's all about. It's much more than that. But this is just the beginning. And Becky Kopetsky is with us, a writer, blogger, and speaker, the author of The Super Mom Myth, speaking of myths. She offers weekly encouragement on her popular blog, BeckyKopitsky.com. And don't get threatened by Kopitsky, okay? Just like it sounds, K-O-P-I-T-Z-K-E, Becky Kopitsky, and contributes regularly to other popular mom and family sites. She and her husband, Chad, and their two young daughters live in Neenah, Wisconsin. So pray for Chad, because he's surrounded by women. I mean, two young daughters and a beautiful wife. I mean, this is just not a fair shot, Becky.
It really isn't. He calls us his girls. He loves his girls. But, you know, we had to get a male dog just so he had a little bit more testosterone.
That's the balance, huh? Oh, I love it. That's great. Well, her book, we're talking about her book, Generous Love, Discover the Joy of Living and Others First. That's really love. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, think about the God of the universe who created it all. He created it not for himself, but for others, right?
Yeah.
And that is the start of love, and realize that we were messing it up so bad that he was willing to send his son again for others first. And it's hard. I mean, you know, you talk about your daughters, and I, you know, when I think about that myself with my sons, and I have one daughter, there's five kids that I've been blessed with, and think about what God sacrificed. And I go, oh God, could I do that? I couldn't do that, and maybe that's why he doesn't ask me to do that. Thank God,
right.
You know. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. But this you know, this whole idea, this generous love, it reflects the Father's heart. But if you're not connected to the Father, you know, as we said earlier, Becky, you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah, that's so true, and that's why it's important. Anytime we talk about blessing other people, loving other people, it's so important to be connected to the Lord, to be in fellowship with the believers, to be in the Word, because if we fail to do that, then the love we have to give is in shorter supply.
Yeah,
because He fills us when we give out.
Yeah, and then you start running on fumes, and when you run on fumes, we're lousy lovers at that point. You know, we don't do well. There's not much generosity available.
No, there's not. You know, then we wonder why am I finding it so difficult to be kind to people, or why am I snapping at my husband and my kids? And then when we recognize, oh, maybe it's because, you know, I haven't spent my time with the Lord, not in a legalistic manner. I shudder at the idea of legalism when it comes to this, but but really, it works. It works,
exactly.
Doesn't it? If we are close to the Lord, there's a reason he wants us to remain close to him, you know, remain in the vine, and because it is true, we can do nothing without him.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, loving requires him first.
Becky,
first, so that we can give to others first.
Becky, your book, Generous Love, what woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, you got to do this? What motivated you?
Well, I had a moment. I did have one of those light bulb moments. For the idea for this book, I was having a conversation with a dear friend of mine who had just recently lost her husband unexpectedly. Mm. She was telling me about how the final year of their marriage, they didn't know it was the final year of their marriage, but she was telling me how they had just had the best year because they were deliberately going out of their way to show love to each other, to bless each other. And so he would do something kind for her, and she would feel compelled to reciprocate. And she said, we were more intentional with each other. And it was as though in that final year, we were trying to out-bless each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when she used that word with me, out-bless, it sat with me. It stunned something in my gut. And so I prayed it through, and God wouldn't let it go. And I thought, there's something here, and I think maybe this needs to be maybe the next topic I explore, you know, whatever manner that was going to be. And then eventually it did turn into this book, and I was blessed with a wonderful publisher who challenged me to explore it to new depths, even beyond what I was considering. And I'm in love with this book in that I believe it was a message God gave me to share with others, and I'm so grateful to my friend for allowing me to share her story, because that's where it started.
Yeah.
It was her. It was the way she was willing to be honoring to God in her marriage, and how that then sparked a story that I could share with others and explore this whole idea of blessing others first, out-blessing people, going out of your way to love the people around you, and how that really can make a difference.
What blocks that? I mean, are we just ornery by nature? You know, what blocks that? Because, you know, like we talked about earlier, you know, when you do it, you feel so good and all this other stuff, but, you know, it's like, and then 2 minutes later, we can be knuckleheads again.
Oh, we can be. And it's just so simple. It's in us. Selfishness. Selfishness creeps up in so many ways. When it can happen because we're just too busy. Mm-hmm. We're distracted. We just don't have the capacity in our schedule to think of other people first. It can happen when we're more concerned about our thing of pride, of course. It can happen when we're distracted by things that are not of the Lord, when we become too tempted with other distractions that want to take away our mental capacity or our heart that really ought to be focused on Him and other people. So sin gets in the way in the littlest ways, and to see and think outside of ourselves, it really requires peeling away those layers of the sinful tendencies that blind us to the needs of others. And when we can do that, we can start to recognize the needs, because it starts by seeing them. How can we bless someone else unless we're seeing them and we're seeing what their needs are? So once we can identify those, then we can answer God's call to fill the need and to bless another person. And it could be small, little things. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture.
Exactly.
Little things add up.
You know, the Bible tells us repeatedly to be thankful in all things, and maybe that's part of the foundation, is having that heart of gratitude and thankfulness. Is that's what you know, allows us to you know, to be a blessing and to pay it forward. What do you think?
I think gratitude really helps us to take the focus off of ourselves, because it puts it where it belongs. It puts the focus on God, the source of all good things.
Right.
And when we do that, again, then we're in tune with the Creator and His love, which can spill out. So gratitude is key. And I struggle with it as much as anybody else. Mm-hmm. So remember to count my blessings. When we count our blessings, there's power in that. Because then we recognize how God has already blessed us. And then we're compelled to bless other people.
Exactly. Well, that's what you, in your book, you talk about playing the right tapes in your mind, right? You want to remember those good things. Think on those noble, those good, those kind, those, you know, those great things, the fruit of the Spirit, that gives you that power, that light to carry forth and to be that catalyst in other people's lives. And next thing you know, you're saying that aptly spoken word that you don't know what it does for somebody. I mean, how many lives have been saved, people on the verge of suicide, and you just say the right word, and it changes a course, you know, changes their eternal course. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, when you think that's in your power.
Yeah. You said we never know what's going to happen. So we need to be poised all the time to speak kindness to people, because we never know what little gesture, what small comment might be life-changing for someone. And again, not in a way that the pressure's all on us, but it's not all about us. It's about God living through us.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, again, the key is to be in tune with Him, because He works through us in those situations. And we may never see it until we're in heaven ourselves. We may never see how the words we spoke or the kind actions that we shared have made a difference for the kingdom. But what an awesome day that's going to be how what we did made a difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a mentor when I worked at a radio station in Los Angeles years ago, and his mantra was, every time you open up the microphone, Bill, I want you to elicit a positive emotional response. In a way, he was saying, bless people with your presence and the words that you had to speak. And that has really stayed with me, and I've tried to employ that in every aspect of my life. And you talk about, you know, blessing people with your mere presence, right? And we've got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to let you sum it up and put all the pressure on you. Okay, Becky?
Right. So we do. We can love and bless people in so many ways, just by being available, being present. We can bless them with our possessions, which are the things that we have. We think we don't have enough. We always have enough to give to someone else. It can be small. Our perspective. Are we looking at people the way God sees them? And then our prayers. Prayer is something we can always do for another person, even when we are incapacitated in every other way. We can always pray for people. So many ways we can bless others.
Get your hands on her book, Generous
Thousands
Love, linked at our website.
InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 and companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hardline Republican immigration bill in the U.S. House is dead, failing on a vote of 193 to 231 yesterday. And more than 40 Republicans joined all Democrats in voting no on it. Then a vote on a more moderate bill was being considered, originally for today. But Republican Representative Mike McCall of Texas says now,
we're basically going to put this vote off until next week. This will give us time, I think, to work out our differences.
This morning, President Trump tweets, quote, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and Congress members in November, adding we can pass great legislation after the red wave. The European Union may today announce new tariffs on a wide range of American products in retaliation for the president's tariffs on foreign-made steel and aluminum. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Good news for those of us that came out of SCOTUS that are in favor of holding to the integrity of our voting laws and protecting the vote. The Supreme Court upheld Ohio's use it or lose it practice of cleaning up its voter rolls in a 5-4 decision. The court's majority said the practice known as the supplemental process does not violate the National Voter Registration Act, which bars states from removing the names of people from the voter rolls for failing to vote. And kind of amazing. Well, why would you not want to clean up the voter rolls? Doesn't that just open it up for all kinds of fraud and, you know, people taking advantage? And it's a simple deal. I mean, in a great compromise, they said, look, you know, if you haven't voted in 2 years and there's no activity there, we're going to notify you that unless you vote, then we're going to just take you off the voter roll. You're going to have to re-register, or maybe you've passed away. I haven't noticed. But anyway, SCOTUS came down with that decision, again, by a vote of 5-4 in terms of the Ohio vote, so it upholds that. Jeff Kemp is with us. Jeff played 11 years in the NFL, speaks on teamwork, manhood, and his book, Facing the Blitz, serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation board. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm glad we could have a little bit more time. You're not going into an MRI machine this time. So, you know, glad we could.
A little bit short.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to talk to you about something that's rather important here, and it keeps on going. And obviously, the reason it keeps going is kind of like the children in Israel, where when they were out in Kadesh Barnea, they were going in circles. And the reason that God had them going in circles is because they hadn't learned the lesson yet. And I see a little bit of our culture doing the same thing regarding sports. You know, most people look to the NFL or the NBA and sports in general. It's just, it's amusement, which means, you know, we don't have to get our brains involved. We just go there, we're entertained, we enjoy it, you know, wear our team colors, all that good stuff. But all of a sudden, in this era of Donald Trump, everything is all weaponized and, you know, mean-spirited. And here we are, you're kneeling, you're you know, doing something against the national anthem. You know, all this stuff and innuendo and suggestion that fires up people, that does more to divide us than unite us, has been the order of the day. And sadly, you know, I hear all the time, Jeff, and I'm sure this probably bothers you. I mean, you know, so associated with the NFL and your family and that, as people are saying, you know, I'm just not watching as much football as I used to.
Yeah, I hear that. And I hear people who are still reasonable, calm, peacemaking folks who say, I'm frustrated that I don't want to watch as much football. They've conflated the issues here. This was entertainment, and it's getting frustrating.
Well, that might be good on one sense. If you're not going to watch as much football, maybe you spend more time with your family, you know, with your wife and kids. Yeah. Maybe that's a plus, huh?
I'm not a complete defender of, say, Colin Kaepernick or another person who would kneel, per se, during the anthem. I think to take a quick my mindset from this is I aim to be a reconciler.
Yes.
And I would urge every one of your listeners who listen to your show, because I think they get something reasonable from you. You're not afraid to. You want to talk about truth, but you mm-hmm. do it in a way that doesn't use flamethrowers
right.
and torch people, because we're not going to make progress if we can't convince people in the middle of the crowd that the direction that aligns with truth is the best direction to go. And if you don't speak truth in love and you don't have the motivation of love, then you're not going to accomplish much. So that's my
exactly.
background. So here's my quick assessment, that Colin Kaepernick appropriately was frustrated and upset about police brutality and shootings, even if the person is maybe guilty of a crime or the police are in a cautionary condition. You can find evidence that there's an excessive amount of violence in minority community tough neighborhoods than in other locations. And then you could sit down with almost any black family and find out that they have had to train their kids how to behave in front of the police. I've never had one conversation with my kid.
Really?
About the police.
Really? I got to tell you, my dad had, I mean, not that I was obviously, I mean, because people look at me and they go, you're not Hispanic, are you? And they, you know, name like Martinez, what do you think? But, you know, you get into that. But my dad, just out of respect, you know, said, okay, this is what happens if you get pulled over by the police. You know, make sure some things, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I've had couples to dinner and listened to the stories of them being pulled over, of the man, a pastor, mm-hmm. being pulled over frequently. And then
right.
his children, who he has to train for safety's sake not to get in trouble. I've never
right.
thought about that with my kids at all. Anyway,
yeah.
so there are issues,
yes.
but I don't think that, you know, the socks that Colin Kaepernick wore that were disrespectful of the police and other aspects of what he did, definitely he wasn't ready with a message.
Exactly. I was going to say, you're exactly right.
He needed a solution.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other side that reacted is that these guys are against America. That's wrong. A lot of them, Michael Bennett, Doug Baldwin on the Seahawks, these guys have dads that are in the military, brothers that are in the police force. They're just taking an approach that some of us feel is disrespectful, but they're doing it because they think America needs to do a better job standing for e pluribus unum and mm-hmm. liberty and justice for all. So I'm with them there, but they need a better strategy. And there's a group called the Players Coalition that has a strategy, and they're doing positive work. Many of those guys don't kneel. Not a single Philadelphia Eagle player kneeled
right.
during the anthem all last year.
Exactly.
And yet the president is fueling the fire and calling players SOBs, fire them. The public on his side of the equation loves that. And then players started kneeling more in response to the president. So you're right. The issue isn't even the issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's the political reactions.
Right. And sadly, because we're just going around in circles here, to your point, and I'm glad that you brought up that the message was mixed, that it was a bit confusing, and it would have behooved the players, rep, the league, somebody within the league and upper management at least to say, look, this is a crisis management issue. Let's come alongside Colin Kaepernick and help him form what the narrative is going to be and how do we address this in a professional way instead of letting this just kind of run loose. And then you got the president who didn't help the situation either. I agree with you. He inflamed it by saying that there was a lack of patriotism when, in fact, you might argue it takes patriotism. It takes courage. After all, our founding fathers were rather courageous when they saw the status quo being unfair and they stood up and they started a country as a result of it. Not that I'm saying that, but this is part of our DNA. So why can't Colin Kaepernick, be guided in such a way, as you say, that the messaging is correct, so it hits the point. And then the other thing is because when they continue to do things and it keeps getting blown up on the left side, and then you get Donald Trump inflaming it on the right, and the people in the middle going, hey, look, I just want to watch a game with my kids, and I just want to have a hot dog and enjoy some time together, and I got all this stuff, and then Philadelphia is going to show up. They tell the president, hey, we got 80 people coming, and then all of a sudden it comes down to the mascot and a couple of other people. It's just like, wait a minute, we're off the rails here. And I agree with you, and what you and your brother wrote about is that it's time, we're smarter than this, and it's a time for healing in our country so that we can resolve this deal. But let's approach it, fairly and honestly, and let's limit the hyperbole. And I think the media can go a long way too, is that sometimes on both sides, for the sake of, forget about getting doing clickbait and grabbing attention, maybe they could be wiser in how they, report on some of this stuff so that we could get to a point of healing, Jeff.
Yeah. Is there time for one more minute?
Yeah, 1 minute. We got about 45 seconds, and I'll give it all to you.
The best solution would be to do what Todd Ricketts recommended. Todd recommended, the owner of the Cubs, that the president re-invite the Eagles and the Eagles re-accept and not treat it like a political statement, but this is a national opportunity for a great team to come to the greatest home in the country. And then secondly, the owners made a mistake by making a rule that you can't kneel without the players involved. They need to go back to the players, redesign a rule that the players are involved in.
They all sign in on.
And then the league needs to keep its work going to help the players address the true issue so they don't need to fight during the flag and the anthem.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got a really fun guest, James Brown, who we've seen on TV for many years as a sportscaster and have followed him. Has just such a great story and great experience. And I could spend all day with him just talking sports and hearing, you know, all the different stories. Because there's something about sports people and the stories they can come up with. They're just absolutely hysterical and precious. Of course, James is an Emmy award-winning sportscaster. James Brown, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It is excellent to be with you. I thank you so very much. I'm envying those great God-given vocal cords you have right now as I'm pushing through this pollen-infected raspy voice, but it's all good.
Well, it is. Well, I'm glad you acknowledge that it is God-given. It's nothing within my own experience. Everything that stands out, I give the glory to God, no doubt about it.
No question.
Hey, JB, June is National Men's Health Month, and you have quite the story that brings to light, you know, what happened with you health-wise and how you needed to do some correction in your life. Tell us about that.
And, you know, Bill, you mentioned appropriately that athletes in the world of sports always have great stories, and you and I both know that, and although it's an oxymoron, it's true. Athletes engage in negative incentive. And being around a bunch of ex-athletes and coaches, your guy, JB, had gotten up to about 295 pounds, 297. Wow. And I don't know that something like that creeps up on you, because I'm wondering how could it, until I looked at pictures and I was, and Howie Long, who's just in great shape of a Fox NFL Sunday, he called me a swollen tick. And I remember, Bill, I had tried all kinds of diets to lose weight, thinking I'm a next athlete. I can get this going on my own. I'm trying everything, and it just wasn't working. One strange eating habit that I had, the nutritionist had told me just to, you know, skew more towards protein with chicken. Mm-hmm. We came into the studio the next week, and, of course, the lovable Terry Bradshaw, he sets up the show by talking about how the chicken population in South Carolina had gone down by 50%, but yet my weight had crept up. And the last thing I'll say is I lost about 5 pounds 1 week. Good start in the program. Right. I came in excitedly to share that news with Howie, and he looked at me and deadpanned. He says, that's like taking a cup of water out of the Atlantic Ocean. Talk to me when you really have lost some weight. So I've really been going at it pretty good. And, Bill, I feel so much better now having lost. Right now it's more about 75 pounds, but I feel great.
Well, that's great. Well, you'd gotten up to, what, 295, blood pressure off the charts.
Yeah.
Pre-diabetic. You suffered from sleep apnea, all the stuff that goes along with being obese. And that's the thing, you know, when you come to that acknowledgement, I remember one time for myself, JB, the kids had gotten this this game, and it was a game, was a video thing where you stood on a board and it would measure your weight and all the important things of your health. And it had this sweet little girl that would come on and say, obese.
Did she really?
Yeah, I mean, I go, hey, how rude, you know?
How did that hit your heart, partner?
Well, the same thing, you know, like with you, you know, and as you say, with athletes and friends and buddies, they know how to just kind of stick it to you in such a way, and it gets your attention, and you start looking at yourself differently. You say, hey, I got to do something about this.
And it was frustrating for me when I said I had to do something about it, because I was trying all kinds of things. And let me be clear, I did enjoy moderate success early on, but not the radical success that was needed. And most of us who played or engaged in sports, indeed most men, mm-hmm. don't want to acknowledge that one needs help. And that's what I needed to get jump started. Heavens, Shannon Sharp, with whom I worked at CBS,
right.
The guy is an absolute Adonis, Bill.
Yes.
And he would take me to the gym, and I was putting in the time and effort, but he made the point, he says, bodybuilding, body construction, if you will, start in the kitchen.
Mm.
And so that's what program helped me with, is understanding how to make better food choices, and of course, the help needed to get the weight down first to get it jump started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, according to the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, 73% of adult men are overweight or obese. The CDC also reports that men die at higher rates than women from 9 of the 10 top causes of death, partially because women are 100% more likely than men to visit the doctor for annual exams and preventative cases. So not only does it start in the kitchen, it also starts with the team that you build around you, right, JB, including your docs?
And that's a good sports reference right there. It is the team that you have around you. You know what? It takes teamwork to make a dream work. We've mm-hmm. heard that expression over and over, but it is absolutely true. I firmly believe that all truth is parallel. What's true in the natural certainly is applicable in every sphere of life. And I mentioned I needed to jumpstart. Well, the key to my team effort was finding this program, NutriMost,
mm-hmm.
Where the doctor created the program with the AIM understanding. On his website, under his bio, it said, Dr. Ray Wisniewski, it said, God wants everybody healthy, and that is absolutely biblically true.
Right.
So that caught my attention, given my faith persuasion, and then I decided to do a bit more due diligence. There was a buddy of mine at CBS, Ken Agard, who was the walking example, whose daughter was in treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and he had gone from 285 down to like 195 and held it that way for years running. So once I got a hold of the program, did my due diligence, found out that the supplements that I would be taking are all organically clean, medically clean, no pharmaceuticals at all, so therefore no side effects,
right.
And understanding how to get the right foods to eat, Bill, it started dropping off. And the thing is, I would do the program, the weight reduction phase, which was about 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
I did that during the football season, the toughest time of the year, because I'm on the road every week for 22, 23 consecutive weeks. But
yeah, you're two steps away from stadium hot dogs, man. Come on, give me a break.
Exactly, Bill.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? As ex-athletes, you're accustomed to some type of discipline routine, and nothing breeds success like having success. And when
exactly.
I saw the weight starting to fall off of me, I got excited and enthusiastic about it, and before I know it, after that 40 days, I was down like about 50 pounds at that point and just kept doing it and feel great. And you know what? I'm eating healthy, skewing towards protein, you know, lean meat and fish, vegetables and fruits, and it's a way of life now. And it's not like a diet where you can't wait to get off of the diet, to get back to your pecan pie, you know, or your apple pie,
yeah.
or what have you. You're eating healthy foods, and it's so interesting because when you ingest something that isn't good for you, your system will tell you the body is a marvelous piece of machinery.
Exactly. Interesting that it's 40 days. You know the significance of 40 days spiritually,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Hey, Bill, can I just say, so to a guy who knows that, because that's what Dr. Ray Wisniewski did. He tied those elements to biblical principles. The 40 days, the number of transformation in the wilderness, if you will.
Trials, 40 days of trials, exactly.
Then there's a three-week reset period where you have your weight locked in, and now effectively, in lay terms, you're telling your body, this is where you're going to be at that weight, so you lock it in for those 3 weeks. Your metabolism has been raised. Your age, metabolic age, has been lowered. You've dropped the weight. You're feeling great and energetic. I did not need to use the CPAP machine anymore. Wow. And then there's a 3 days, first of all, before the third three-week reset. All of those numbers have biblical significance, as you know. Mm-hmm. And now I'm feeling great. Before I came on with Brad and you, I jumped on the elliptical just to make certain that I would be energetic for your radio show. Since I can't go out and walk 18 holes with you and swing a good club.
Maybe down the road, you know, JB, for you, you were raised understanding. I mean, as an athlete, understanding the problems of being overweight. I mean, your experience, you lost your dad. He was young, 46.
46 years of
stomach cancer. Wow. Yeah. So all this, I mean, and you're probably looking, and for me, it's been the same thing, looking for biblical principles. You know, God says we don't have because we don't ask. And for you, you were asking, and you got this answer with Nutrimost. As we wrap things up, I mean, there's so much more I'd love to be able to talk to you about, but I don't, you know, I know your time is precious here. And
I'm with you, Bill, and certainly we can go back at it again as well, too. But if I could insert, you're absolutely correct. Hey, Bill, you know, you said you ask not, you have not because you ask not. We know that there's power in words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Yes. And a part of this program as well are the daily affirmations. Mm-hmm. And mine are all spiritually based. When I get up, it was the principle. The linchpin for me, Bill Martinez, was Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So what I firmly affixed in my mind was, I'm doing this because I want to be a healthy vessel for his use to benefit not only me, I want to benefit him and the kingdom, people that I come in contact with in whatever way is positive. That's what I wanted to do. Everything else would come as a result of that, and it is. Great time with my four grandkids, who are ages 4 to 10 years of age.
Wow.
Clearly my wife, enthusiastic on the job. So, Bill, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and I know that God continues to bless you in your ministry as well, JB. A lot of people not aware that you are an ordained minister.
I thoroughly enjoy that first and foremost. Bill, can I just say how awesome it is to talk to you? Because, you know, if you're doing things right, people ask about the job. Well, do you go around proselytizing on your job? No, I don't go around beating people over the head with the Bible. I try, like St. Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel everywhere you go and speak if necessary. I hope I'm modeling that behavior. Clearly, if somebody asks, I will share. But I go into my job or every day, as Colossians 3:23 says, do everything that you do heartily or excellently as unto the Lord. And Bill, if I do that, my bosses can't help but be pleased because I am going to meet or exceed the mark every day, and it's thrilling.
Not to mention the big boss that gave you delight.
Thank you.
Amen.
That's the boss I'm seeking to please first.
Absolutely. I'm right with you. Well, we got to leave it there, James. Thank you so much for being with us. June is National Men's Health Month. James Brown is hoping his story inspires others to change their lives. Emmy Award-winning sportscaster, JB, on Bill Martinez Live. JB, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
When we play golf, let's bring Charles Barkley with us.
Oh, hey, for fun. For fun, huh? You got it. I'm with you. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutriMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Homemakers.